This week, the Environmental Almanac continues its series featuring students from the School of Earth, Society, and Environment who are developing their skills to communicate about environmental topics. Here's Rob Cantor.
Not every environmental topic involves a walk in the woods. This week, we'll hear about an unconventional music festival in which sustainability plays a key role.
Hi, I'm Jess. Hear that? It's the sound of combs being used as musical instruments. At the Sudden Sound Concert, presented by the Global Arts Performance Initiative and funded by the Student Sustainability Committee, Tom Nunn and Paul Winstonley performed an hour-long, uninterrupted concert using instruments made from found materials, balloons, combs, scrap metal, and so on. Music for Hard Times, Nunn and Winstonley's performance, is just one in a string of environmentally focused events that will culminate with the Sonified Sustainability Festival in April. Jason Finkelman is the director of the Global Arts Performance Initiative and the mind behind Sonified. He hopes these performances will engage the public in a dialogue about what he refers to as ecological music and arts through performance.
Hi, I'm Jalise. The use of the word sonified in the title of the concert series conveys the purpose of the festival well. Sonification is defined as the communication of information through nonverbal audio. This describes how recycled instruments have been the focus of the series, but also how this festival is a way to convey the message of sustainability through unconventional means. Tom Nunn and Paul Winstonley embody this ideal of sonification, unconventional and interpretive. Nunn and Winstonley have been working together since 2010. Their duo specializes in producing organic music that they improvise on homemade instruments. Nunn's niche is creating instruments out of recycled materials, which he has been doing since 1976. While he emphasized that he was not initially motivated by the concept of sustainability, Nunn had ideas about how his art and others like his played into the ideals that sustainability represents.
You're already winning, starting with the idea of recycling. That's already a good idea. So whatever comes out of it just adds to that.
Hi, I'm Michelle. There will be two more events for the Sonified Sustainability Festival. The first will be a gallery show by Ken Butler, a Brooklyn-based artist whose sculptural hybrid instruments are manufactured with recycled and repurposed materials. This exhibition, titled Hybrid Visions, will be open to the public on Thursday, April 14th at 4:30 p.m. in the Illini Union Gallery. It expresses how reinvention of common objects can momentarily create a striking and reanimated cultural identity. The festival will culminate at the start of Earth Week at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts on Saturday, April 16th. This all-ages event with free admission will feature live music by Ken Butler using his recycled instruments. Local musicians and art workshops will provide visibility of local sustainable projects, programs, and organizations all working towards a greener future.
Tune in next week to hear about an effort that encourages people to skip the bag.
To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see lots of photos, follow the links at our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. The Environmental Almanac is a service of the University of Illinois School of Earth, Society, and Environment, where Rob Cantor teaches courses in environmental writing and issues.